Doug Fink is with us, and Jim Graham is with us. Doug,
hello, Brian.
How are you?
I'm well.
You
it's great
survived
to be here.
Your trip to the dentist. You're in good shape, right?
Yeah, thanks for announcing that. Appreciate it. Sure.
No, you sound good.
Thank you.
So, and Jim Graham is here.
Brian, thanks for having us.
How
down.
Are you?
I'm doing great.
Yeah, great and ready here. For the big Kiwanis pancake breakfast. How many years have you been doing this?
We
now?
Are fired up. This is our 24th year.
24.
24.
That's a lot of pancakes.
That is a lot of pancakes. You know, I have we've kept a little running total. Prior to Saturday, we're up over 33,000 pancakes served.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how many sausage?
You know,
keep track of that. You don't count the sausage.
It kind of depends if Ed Bond comes or not, but it's a lot of sausage, a lot more than 33,000. Let's put it that way.
So it's coming up Saturday, May 19th, 7:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. This is at Bromley Hall.
Correct. 910 South 3rd Street. The students are gone, so parking should not be an issue.
Mm-hmm. It's at 3rd and Chalmers.
Correct.
And I know over the years when people come, there are Kiwanians out there kind of directing you where to park,
right?
That's right.
So there'll be Kiwanians out there directing parking on location and in the streets if necessary, but and then people greeting you as you come in to guide you into the dining room, yeah. Which looks fantastic, by the way, at Bromley nowadays. Yeah. So
we got the piano sitting in there. And
we do have the piano, so if anybody wants to come and play, they can do that. And I might mention on the parking, you know, that's we do have guys out there doing that, and Bob Espethus and Roy Van Buskirk, I think, mm-hmm. have been there every year mm-hmm. out on the corners for all 23 years up mm-hmm. to this point. And rain or shine, they've been out there, and that's a hard job to get people to do, stand out there in direct traffic, mm-hmm. but they do a great job.
Point where to go. So this is the Kiwanis Club, and this benefits all the programs, right?
That's for right. Kiwanis. That's right, Brian. We have so many programs, and our hashtag is hashtag Kids Need Kiwanis, and all of our programs are geared and pointed towards helping children in our community and around the world. We 2 weeks ago, we had a wonderful program at our luncheon on Thursday where we gave scholarships to 18 high school students from the local areas, all the six high schools around. And, boy, that was a great event. And we appreciated the News Gazette putting the photo of all those scholarship winners on the front page. That mm-hmm. was fantastic.
Doug Fink is with us from the Kiwanis Club, Jim Graham as well. And, of course, a lot of the do the U of I men's basketball banquets, CU Kiwanis Little League, Tom Jones Challenger League, all part of Kiwanis. I mean, there's a list of 15 things here that Kiwanis was involved in.
You know, I was thinking about it, Brian, and what really hits me is all of the folks in our club who love reading to kids. There are two or three there are two programs in Champaign and then the early childhood education mm-hmm. in Urbana that are members just love going to read the kids and the reaction the children having a chance to read, getting a book. We have books that we give at the end of each year to the kids that we read to, and I think it's a very special and very mm-hmm. important part of what we do as a club.
So the pancake breakfast, Kiwanians are selling them, but
right.
you can buy
tickets.
Your ticket at the door,
that's right?
That morning, Saturday morning?
That is correct. They're available at the door, and tickets are $7 for an adult or for anybody, and then children under three are free.
And all the pancakes you can eat.
It's all the pancakes, all the sausage, all the juice, all the milk. You come on in hungry, and you can eat all you want. Yep.
And, of course, at Bromley Hall, you know that place well because you've been in charge over there, right?
I have been.
How many years?
So I've been at Bromley for 38 years, mm-hmm. and tomorrow will be my last day as a full-time employee there. I'm moving on to a new thing. It's been a great great career, but I'm stepping aside so some young guys can step up.
You're going to go out flipping pancakes.
That's right, yeah. Flipping pancakes and serving the community. Yeah. And it's really been a great community operation, and the Bromley people are anxious to continue it on mm-hmm. when I step away, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Well, Bromley Hall has been a big part of, I mean, you tied in with not only the students who live there, but through U of I athletics, I mean, camps.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's been used for years and years, right?
Really, that. I believe the camp started back in 1975 or 76 at Bromley, and it was Lou Henson, Jim Phillips, my predecessor, and mentor, and Tom Porter kind of got together and made a decision to start camps. And I think they had like, maybe 20 kids at the mm-hmm. first camp, and it's grown to thousands this summer. So it's quite a program.
Yeah. As you retire from Bromley, what's the thing you remember the most about Bromley Hall?
You You know what? I'd have to say it's all the people that I've come in contact with, not only the good people that I've been able to work with, but it keeps you young when you're hanging around college students all the time, mm-hmm. and they seem to be getting brighter and brighter every year.
You've got a pool in there. Now, Lou Henson used to swim over there for years, right?
Lou has been at our pool many, many times. Most people don't know this, but Lou does work for me. He's been a consultant for us over the years, and as a result, he gets to swim there. Someone asked about a good Lou Henson story, and Lou is awesome in the pool. He was very dedicated and came in every morning. Sometimes at like 4 a.m. he would swim. But the most amazing thing is he is so ripped. I mean, this guy is all muscle on the shoulders from all the swimming he's done. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, so he'd be there real early.
Absolutely.
Said, yeah, swimming.
Yeah. He, there was no one else in the pool. We had our front desk worker watching him, you know, making sure he was okay. But he was in the pool a lot, yeah. And we miss him.
Well, congratulations on all the years, and Bromley Hall is one of those recognizable buildings on campus. Mm-hmm. You know, that big white building right there at 3rd and Chalmers.
It's a great building, and it continues to stay up to date. I mean, one of the great things is the company that I work for, the Bromley Group, is they've allowed us to have the capital improvement money to keep it in great shape.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kiwanians Pancake Breakfast, annual fundraiser, benefits all the programs that Kiwanis is a part of, 7:30 a.m. to 11, Saturday, May 19th. That's at 3rd and Chalmers, and there'll be people out there to help you park, so you can have all the pancakes and sausage you want. Buy your tickets at the door when you come in. There'll be people there to help. And a special edition.
Yes,
just
found out today, the wonderful Ed Bond told us that the Sports Talk, Saturday Sports Talk, is going to be out at the Pancake Breakfast, 9 to 11.
With Steve and Lauren, yeah.
Steve and Lauren, yes, and I was going to make fun of Lauren, and I've never seen how many pancakes he eats, so I can't really say that. But I think it'd be a great time for the community to come out and be a part of that show. I hope that'll help get you interested in coming out. Should be a beautiful day to come over to campus and have some pancakes and sit and listen to Steve and Lauren talk.
So. All right. That'll be Saturday morning. You heard it here first.
Indeed.
Right here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Hey, Jim, congratulations, and we'll see you Saturday.
Great. Thanks,
Saturday morning. Sure. All right. A quick timeout. Back with more phone calls and emails and texts after this.